Hare Krishna. Unfortunately, the internet site dealing with my questions is down. So when I tried to look at what questions there were, all I got was this information telling me that the site is down, they're working on it, and it should be back soon, which means that I don't have any questions at hand. And I don't have so many things on my mind, or at least I have lots of things on my mind, but nothing particular specific to talk about, except for thought that an experience that came to me yesterday when I was downstairs chanting my japa, and class was going on. Devotees were really attending class, quite a long class. Bhakti Vidyapuna Maharaj was giving sort of extended 3-hour long evening classes in this packed house. Nice to see how attentive devotees were in hearing. But in the process, I was approached by and spoke to a few disciples, men, and initiated devotees, and I noticed that they didn't have sikhas. They had shaved heads. In fact, I've been noticing more and more that it's sort of becoming a vogue amongst devotees that in the way that karmis are finding that shaved head, especially in the summer, is a really cooling thing, and it's become sort of a fashionable thing. So devotees are also shaving off their sikhas and having bald head but no sikha. And of course there may be examples or reasons in which devotees are working and why they can't have that, although if we keep in mind that actually the sikhas of Gaudiya Vaishnavas are generally much smaller than what devotees wear. They're meant to be very small, often just a few strands of hair, and especially if someone is working and has a little hair, it's something that can be tucked up and kept away so that it doesn't necessarily disturb anyone's mind, any employer's mind. But at the same time, it's a religious symbol. It's a symbol of who we are. And in the days nowadays where people respect these things more and more, it doesn't seem like it poses a great obstacle to most of it. Particularly devotees that I were speaking to are all employed and all engaged by devotees, so they don't have any problem in doing that. But rather, it seems like the influence of, as I mentioned, the fashion, some kind of vogue. Bald heads are in vogue, but of course we're not. So many other people have bald heads. Buddhists have bald heads. Mayavadis have bald heads nowadays. All types of materialistic people have bald heads. It doesn't really mean anything, but a sikha does mean something. A sikha means that we're actually devotees, we're followers of Lord Vishnu. And so my encouragement would be that devotees who are initiated in Gaudiya Vaishnava, that they be proud of who they are, and they preach. In England, one disciple, Pundarik Das, who I was just recently talking to, he's a doctor and he also teaches. And teaches at the university, and he has a sikha. In fact, when I just phoned him the other day, and his answer phone was, "This is Pundarik Das, Dr. Paul Oliver." And after leaving the message, then he said, "Hari Bol." it hasn't interfered with his professional practice in any way whatsoever. Another devotee who I know, who used to work for British Airways, his employers told him, we don't like this thing that you have at the back of your head. And he said, well, that's who I am. That's my religion. And therefore, he left his job. Because they said, either cut it off or you can't work here. So he took the latter alternative. And speaking about shaved heads, let me speak about ponytails. Something that I've also mentioned before, which seems to be another vogue. It is a vogue, not seems to be, because I see it amongst Karmi women wherever I go, that they have ponytails that's sort of tucked up behind. And that's become a real fashion amongst ladies. They do the same thing as well. They don't braid their hair. They just leave it in a ponytail and then also sort of tuck it up. Looks sort of casual. I'm sure it was some famous movie actress or someone who started the fashion, and now everyone's doing it. And it's certainly a good thing that non-devotee women are at least keeping their hair in ponytails. But it's not the fashion that Vaishnavis follow. We don't follow the fashions of the outside world. We follow the fashions of the spiritual world. And you know that the fashion of the spiritual world is that hair are braided hair. And why? Because that's the way Krishna likes it. In the way that we dress the way Krishna likes, and eat the food that Krishna eats, and speak the way Krishna speaks, and develop a lifestyle that is favorable or that Krishna likes. In the same way, we also wear our hair, either with sikka or braided hair, because Krishna likes it. And ultimately, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. That's what real fashion is. Being fashion conscious is being Krishna conscious, or being conscious of the fashion that pleases the Lord, not some other conditioned souls of unmentionable disqualifications. So, in the absence of my questions for today, those are the thoughts, and Hare Krishna. Vaishnavendi, Yalant Valamit. Szóval, azt hiszem, ez egyértelmű a megértésem és kívánságom erről, főleg avatott baktáknak, és aztán, ha visszajön a internet, akkor holnap tudok kérdésekre válaszolni, és Hare Krishna.